Welcome to it. It's the entertainment division of the fine program. 5:39 as we get started. Miley Cyrus may hit an all-time low. I feel bad. I think this is a real sad story. Miley Cyrus, of course, was Hannah Montana.
Right.
Okay, wholesome and fresh-faced.
At least on screen.
Well, yeah. And now, after all of the shenanigans that she's been doing, a porn company called GameLink has offered Miley Cyrus $1 million to direct one of their projects. Not be in it, just direct it.
Why would she have to do that unless she has blown all her money?
No, it's not, I don't think it's a case of have to. I think it's a case of this would definitively separate her from Hannah Montana and all the nice and establish her as
hasn't
just,
she done that already?
Yeah, but you know, there's still a lot of Hannah Montana stuff. There's a lot of stuff circulating on the internet going, you're still Hannah Montana. You're never going to get away from
Ellen DeGeneres had a great tweet yesterday because Miley Cyrus is going to be on the Ellen show today. Yeah. Ellen DeGeneres tweeted, it's going to be great to have Miley Cyrus on the show tomorrow. I got to catch up with her. Has she been doing anything lately?
The New York Post is saying Madonna got schooled for texting during a movie recently and then yelled at the person that called her out. Apparently, she was attending a screening of a new flick called 12 Years a Slave at the New York Film Festival Wednesday evening. As the movie started, Madonna kept her face in her phone until an audience member said, hey, you mind putting it away? Madonna, being the understanding and respectful individual
but
she is.
But don't you know who I am?
Basically, she says, it's for business, enslaver.
Then really? Go out into the lobby
Thank
and
you.
Conduct your business there.
No, don't you understand that Madonna's business is far more important than the enjoyment of the movie of the general public?
Now, I don't go to a lot of movies in the theater. You do. Do you see a lot of people that keep their phones on with a lit screen? That would be annoying. That would be annoying.
No, that's very, very rare. Up until the credits, I mean, not the credits, but the previews start.
Yeah.
Anything is fine. You want to text and talk to your friends.
I'm fine with that too. Sure.
During the commercials and all the other garbage that's up there, that's fine.
Don't they have like games you can play with stuff
sure.
on the screen?
Oh, yeah.
With your phone.
Yeah.
Last
yeah.
time I went, I saw
trivia
that.
Questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's yeah. trivia questions, all kinds of stuff, and that's cool. I like it. But when the previews start, turn the phone off because the previews, in my opinion, are part of the movie. You know, that's part of the experience. You go see the previews.
There
They're
was
awesome.
A there was a judge yesterday in the news who found himself in contempt because his phone went off in court. His own phone in his
nice.
Pocket.
Good
went
for
on,
him.
And he found himself in contempt and he's going to pay a fine.
Good for him. Yeah, let's see if he actually does it. A new book is claiming Sheryl Crow personally witnessed her then-boyfriend Lance Armstrong doping in 2004. The book says, quote, he explained that it was simply part of the sport that all cyclists were doing the same thing.
They're just vitamins.
You know, I've always wondered about that. A friend of mine had an opportunity to interview Sheryl Crow, and I asked him, I said, did you ask her if he saw the doping? He said, oh, no. Her people made it very clear. No questions regarding Lance Armstrong. She was there. He works for a country music station, and she was there promoting her country album.
Uh-huh.
He said she's very attractive, by the way.
Gee, that's not a shock.
I don't find her all that attractive. And I was surprised that he said so. He said she's much better looking in person than
because that's the important thing. Forget about her musical talent.
Well, no, there's not many people you can say that about. You see someone in concert or doing a video, of course they're made up and they're supposed to look the way they look.
Yeah.
When someone just, you know, rolls out of bed and does the radio interview in the morning, you're saying, wow, this is a good looking person. There's something
you're
to be said for
right.
that.
Kendrick Perkins, you know who that is? NBA
former
star.
NBA star.
Of the Oklahoma City Thunder was arrested yesterday for punching a woman in the face outside a Texas nightclub.
He's a big dude, too.
It all started when two women got into a bit of a fender bender outside the Knox nightclub in Harris County. One of the women was with Perkins, and their two groups ended up brawling. The other woman says Perkins punched her in the face. Police investigated, finally decided they've got enough evidence to arrest him. He was booked and then released on a $1,000 bond. All right, new flicks. You ready?
Yeah.
Machete Kills.
Oh, jeez.
This is one of those going to be so bad that it's good movies.
Yes, Danny Trejo is Machete. In the sequel, he's asked by the president to go to Mexico and stop a terrorist from starting nuclear war. Mel Gibson plays the main villain. Charlie Sheen is the president. But Charlie Sheen is being advertised not as Charlie Sheen. He's going under his real name, Carlos Estevez.
Who has the bra that acts like the machine gun? Who plays that?
You know, I don't know.
There's one of them that's got the brassiere that's shooting bullets.
Yeah, the
who's
chick,
the female lead?
Let's see here. Lady Gaga is in her acting debut. She plays the assassin called Chameleon.
Well, she's the one. Must
I
be
believe
the one.
It may be Lady Gaga with the 45 caliber Hooters. Let's see.
Does anybody look more mean and more of a history of this kind of stuff than Danny Trejo?
Listen, man, Trejo.
His face says it all, doesn't it?
He's
a former cartel member, I think,
right?
Yeah,
he is. Yeah. Well, I think he's a former L.A. gang member.
Okay.
I mean, this guy, when you see his tats, they're real. Sofia Vergara runs a brothel in the movie, which has, anybody, there's a whole bunch of other people in there. Captain Phillips is the one that we're all kind of interested in.
Tom Hanks.
This is Tom Hanks' new flick. Captain Richard Phillips, the guy whose ship was hijacked by the Somali pirates in 2009. It's based on the true story about the military standoff that ensued, and they held him hostage while the crew stayed locked in the engine room. Romeo and Juliet is also coming out in limited theaters. 16-year-old Haley Steinfeld from True Grit will be in it. CBGB stars Alan Rickman as the owner of the New York nightclub.
Ooh, that'll be interesting. That was the proto-punk nightclub in New York where punk rock really got its start.
And was a pit.
Right.
Oh, man, was that place
a pit. CBGB's in a bad neighborhood, and the club itself was a hole. You bet.
Yeah. The inevitable defeat of Mr. and Pete is about two kids dodging Child Protective Services. That's coming out. And there's a few others. So there it is. That's your entertainment lineup. Any questions? Any concerns?
3.5 stars for Captain Phillips.
What about Machete?
I'm trying to look that up now.
Oh, that's going to be a killer movie.
That'll be one for the video, or one for DVD, right?
Maybe. Oh, and last but not least, a new reality show. We got to do all the updates on reality shows.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
You ready for this one? It's going to be called Celebrity Champions, where celebrities do gymnastics.
Oh, this is a takeoff on the one where they jumped off the high dive and almost killed themselves.
I guess. I can't understand why anybody would actually want to see that, but that's exactly what they're doing. Well, I can think of a few gymnastics.
Sofia Vergara? Is she going to be on it?
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, coming right back with a stumper, the Wayback Machine, and some birthdays.
Day 10 of the government shutdown. At what point do we politely ask Canada to govern us? There was some action today. House Republicans offered to raise the debt ceiling for 6 weeks, but they refused to end the shutdown, which was a non-starter for President Obama. So we're at a standstill once again. I will tell you this, though. When President Obama and John Boehner finally do settle this, the makeup sex is going to be amazing. Are we applauding sex? If the debt ceiling isn't raised by Thursday, the country won't legally be allowed to borrow any more money and will be down to only $30 billion in cash. Which, you know, like China carries that much cash around in their pants. China even issued a warning today. We owe them more than $1 trillion, like $1.3 trillion. And if we default on that, they've threatened to cut off our supply of cheap plastic crap made by kids, which would be disastrous.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.